Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yes. Well, it's a... All right. I really haven't been out, but compared to the days, it's okay. It's cloudy, but there's no snow on the ground. It's not freezing out. You could probably go outside, but I'm inside because I'm doing the show. And the show... Well, you've heard the phrase... It's to die for. Okay. Perhaps you can say that. You may say the same for Dave's Killer Bread. See, this company has, really the best bread. It's organic with lots of grains, no high fructose corn syrup, and plenty of varieties. And it looks like an excuse to create sandwiches just to eat, really. Maybe men can live by bread alone with this bread. Well, we got Gabriel Enfield, the brand manager at Dave's Killer Bread, who will tell us all about this. Maybe I'll make a sandwich, I'm not sure. Then afterwards, a Queens College women's basketball team of Flushing, New York, made it into the Eastern Conference of the NCAA, but took a loss in the first round of playoffs. Nevertheless, this team had a winning season with lots of kudos, including a nostalgic game against Immaculata at Madison Square Garden. So Elizabeth Gully, the captain of the team, will give us a recap of the season and her experiences. But before, sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yeah, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And they're so soft and molded into all kinds of things like Easter eggs. Yes. Anyway, so let's go on the air right now and let's talk about this killer bread. Hello, Gabrielle.
Hello. So excited to be here with you today, Merle.
I have to tell you, okay, I got to first tell you, I'm not a bread eater. There's never bread in the house. And I don't have bread because I have this thing with bread that the only reason you need bread is like taking cream cheese, slapping it on the palm of your hand and licking it off is not cool.
Well, it's almost as good when you apply cream cheese to Dave's Killer Bread, I tell you, because... You got it right. It really, we like to say we're bringing bread back, and we have a full line. You'd said a little bit earlier, all these different flavors. There are 17 different types of bread from Dave's Killer Bread that we make out here.
You know you're going to talk about all 17, right?
Well, I don't know if I can talk about all 17. I don't know if we have enough time, but boy, I can hit some highlights for you.
Okay.
Well, a little bit of a story, because our story is really also something that we think sets us apart a little bit. When you think about bread, you don't necessarily, you're just thinking about filling up your pantry and making sure the kiddos have toast in the morning. for us, Dave's Killer Bread, we want to make sure that every single slice is packed with organic nutrition. And you said we don't have any of the yucky stuff. There's none of the high fructose corn syrup. There's no bleached ingredients, no artificial fillers, no artificial preservatives. Every bread that we make is non-GMO project verified and also organic. So you know you're getting really healthy, natural nutrition and ingredients with all of our bread. But we also have a pretty cool story in that 10 years ago we started out at the Portland Farmers Market with one type of bread called blues bread, because one of our founders is a big guitarist and he loves blues music. And now you can find us over on your coast in Fairway Markets. We're available in all 15 Fairway Markets. So we're pretty excited about that, to finally hit the tri-state region. So hopefully people will understand that it's another Portland import to the New York scene, but we're pretty excited about that. And we also have a neat story in that we are firmly committed to the fact that everyone is capable of greatness. So what I mean by that, Merle, is something that people may or may not know. A third of our bakers and the workforce out here at Dave's Killer Bread, a third of them have some sort of criminal background. So what we're trying to do is really provide living wage opportunities for folks who have either criminal backgrounds, have spent time in the criminal justice system, or are some way affected by the criminal justice system. And we have something really cool that we've just introduced called the Second Chance Project that I encourage all your listeners to check out, secondchanceproject.com.
And that is to...
So what that details, it has the stories of people who have criminal backgrounds, and what they've done is they've stepped forward to share their second chance stories. So it's really compelling stuff, and it gives you a little bit of an insight to the people behind who are making our killer breads and who are working out here at Dave's Killer Bread. So we make the best bread in the universe. We've got a really neat story because we're also trying to make a positive change for society and having other companies and encouraging other companies to have hiring practices for people with criminal backgrounds. Not enough people do that.
Okay. Well, I hope no one has done thing like poison people when they're...
Oh, gosh, no. We have a pretty specific screening process, for sure.
Okay. Take criminal backgrounds. The imagination can go.
Sure. Well, everybody's dedicated to creating the best products out here possible, the best bread with the best ingredients. So,
well, let's get into some of these breads, okay?
Sure.
The thing that has the most is called Good Seed.
Good Seed is definitely one of our most popular breads. The best selling and the America's favorite sliced organic bread is our 21 whole grains and seeds. It's the one that has the green wrapper on it. So we are actually, Dave's Killer Bread is the number one best selling sliced organic bread in the country, and even though we're not available in all 50 states yet. So people really love our products and our breads because of the fact that they just taste different. They have really great taste and texture from all of the seeds and the ancient grains that we use in our recipes. So the most popular, I'd say, you're going to have 21 whole grains and seeds. You're going to have Good Seed. You're going to have Power Seed, which is really high in protein and is sweetened only with organic fruit juice. And then we also have some thin-sliced varieties that are very popular. We've just introduced a couple of new ones. We have a white bread that's available out here in the Pacific Northwest called White Bread Done Right. But I'd really say that any of your listeners, if they go into a Fairway Market, they're going to look for 21 whole grains and seeds, our Good Seed and our Power Seed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually just local. Remember, we're on the Internet. This is going all over the world, so we can talk.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about New York. But,
gotcha.
Yes, I will, check it out at Fairway. Now, I've tried many of them, First of all, I did try the 21 whole grains and seeds and thought, all right, you know. Okay. And what I thought seemed different than sometimes if I go, you know, I'll get a bread that's healthy, blah, 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 you know. But what I had noticed when they do have, like, grains and seeds, I'm, like, still chomping on them.
Lots of great texture on each slice, that's for sure.
So what I'm saying, what I'm saying is that when I've gotten other breads, I had found that I'm still, like, chomping on them, that it's more annoying, and I really don't like the flavor, and it's like, well, I got to eat it anyway. Whereas I guess maybe you're grinding the perhaps are you grinding the seed mix so it's not, you know, so it's not as you know what I'm talking about, not as
well. We may use a different seed mix than what you're used to. I mean, we use everything from quinoa and amaranth. There's a lot of really incredibly nutritious ingredients. And if you've tried Dave's Killer Bread, which it sounds like you have, what you'll notice is that we're seeded all the way through the dough. So it's the seeds and grains are mixed into the dough to give it that texture. But then what's really cool is that each loaf is hand wrapped in seeds. So you're getting that texture all the way around and all the way through for that added nutrition. So what's actually really cool is that on average, one slice of Dave's Killer Bread has as much protein as an egg. So you're really getting a lot of really terrific protein just by having one slice of Dave's Killer Bread.
And put an egg on it, fried egg on it, and that's even better.
Even better. Yes, absolutely. There's all sorts of – take a look at our website, daveskillerbread.com. We have some recipes and some inspiration. You wouldn't believe what people are putting on toast these days. In fact, I'm seeing kind of a craze. I didn't understand that toast ever really went away, but, boy, it seems like there's such a rage these days with avocado toast and other really wonderful and creative ingredients. So check it out, and I hope you get inspired from visiting that page on our website, daveskillerbread.com.
Well, you also have a seeded, let's see, because I started writing the article. I got the, let's see, Good Seed, Blues Bread, Power Seed, Seeded Honey Wheat, Rock and
yes.
Rye with the caraway seeds.
Yep.
Now, just thinking of that, it's the thought of corned beef and coleslaw on it.
Yes, ma'am. And, boy, I tell you, with St. Patrick's Day right around the corner, I'm hoping that plenty of people are going to be having some corned beef sandwiches on our rock and rye. It is really delicious rye bread, standout, and it's certainly a favorite among folks who love the taste of rye bread.
Then you have the sprouted wheat. Now, what is sprouted wheat actually? Because there's also
sure
when people say to have a sprout, there's a company called something. It's a biblical name. That has these breads, and it's like for people who can't have wheat.
Yeah.
But they get sprouted wheat.
Yep.
Ezekiel.
A lot of folks are turning towards, yes, that's right, Ezekiel. They are known for their sprouted breads, and it's really a process in how you treat the ingredients. It's through a soaking process, and it helps what some folks who have wheat sensitivities, it helps them with an option to have bread where they're not going to have as much just pure wheat. So we've actually just introduced, to some degree, it's the next generation of our sprouted bread. We have sprouted whole grains, which will be widely available. And instead of just featuring sprouted wheat, that has four sprouted grains in the mix. So you're getting incredible nutrition. Added nutrition, and there's no artificial anything in that. We feel like it's a little bit different from the competition in that we have very high standards to make sure that it tastes delicious And it's with our sprouted breads, you can just pull it right out of the bag and pop it in the toaster or make a great sandwich out of it, and you're going to have this wonderful, fresh, chewy, moist bread for anything that you decide to put in between it.
Now, let me ask you a question about that. I seem to remember with the Ezekiel, it's like when you buy it, you have to buy it frozen.
That's right.
And you're supposed to, they tell you even to, when you get it home, you know, unless you're going to use it right away, you have to keep it frozen. Is there a particular reason about this, and do you have to do the same with yours?
With Dave's Killer Bread, you can have it right out of the bag. So you're definitely having that fresh taste. Now, in some fairways and in some retailers, they are going to have it in the frozen section. That's up to the store. But it's definitely with our breads, you don't have to freeze them. You sure can. They freeze beautifully, and they'll stay great tasting up to about 90 days in your freezer. You can just pull out a slice as you need it. But with Dave's Killer Bread, I have a loaf that sits on my counter for, I'd say about a week and a half, 2 weeks before it starts
to found
taste.
That too.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah.
And not only that, I don't remember what the heck her name was. This woman that was on TV, and she had these special bags for bread and for vegetables. They keep the green bags for vegetables and these brown color kind of bags for bread. And I said, well, let me put it into these bags. And I keep, you know, into the bag, and I went, all right, let's see how many days it's going to go. And I'm going, this is really. I will never know because I have now just taken the last piece.
Well, with our breads, with Dave's Killer Bread, we don't have anything artificial to keep it lasting that long on the shelf. It's from the organic cane sugar, the cane syrup. It's serving as, to some degree, a natural preservative agent. So, again, there's nothing fake in our breads. It's just one of those things where you can definitely count on great taste and texture right out of the bag.
Now, if you are allergic to wheat, is the spelt bread an option?
It is an option. Yeah, it's not going to be as widely available as some of our others. We do have a store locator on our website, and we're hoping that we can have that also show which flavors of Dave's Killer Bread you can find where. But traditionally, the people, your listeners are probably going to see sort of the most popular from us, or going back to what we talked about, that 21 whole grains and seeds, Blues Bread, Good Seed, Power Seed, some of our thin slice. Those are really the ones that have gotten us to where we are today because they are just that good. And America just really loves our bread.
With the thin slice bread, is the purpose for less calories at the time or what?
It can be. Yeah, it can be. You know, we certainly want to provide options for folks who are counting calories. They're also a little bit smaller. So our deli-sized breads, each loaf of bread is more than a pound. So you are just getting a fully packed, power-packed loaf of bread when you purchase our breads. The thin slice are, average slices, about half the calories, so about 60 to 70 calories per slice. And depending on the flavor, some of the folks who are, for example, on Weight Watchers have told me that they're about 2 points per slice. So you can feel good about eating bread.
Oh, that's good. Actually, of the ones that were sent to me, you guys are going to have to send me now the white bread because I'm dying.
Okay.
I'm dying. Well, there's a couple of others
good.
I haven't had, but I want to try the white bread because when I think of white bread, in my mind I picture what's the one with the dots?
Wonder Bread, probably.
Wonder
huh?
Bread. Yeah, or they said they wonder why you call
the
it
the original.
Bread.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
And
I'm glad you bring that up.
I could never eat
even
that.
The name says it all.
I could never eat that again. But the bread I've always used for French toast has always been challah bread. That,
mm-hmm.
because that happens to make the best French toast. White bread doesn't, you know, it does it, but, you know, not as good. But I'm
sure.
wanting to try the your white bread because I want to make, I think those are perfect for a grilled cheese sandwich or for French toast. Or I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I like to put cream cheese and jelly on a bread.
Oh, yum.
And so I
You're
think.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah. So that's something that I'm interested in testing. I'd love to test out the recipes and see, you know.
I'll send you some, Merle.
What I can make a sandwich with. All right. Now, here's what I was also, what I had also written was about because here's the thought about the white bread or the whole wheat, but probably the white bread, is you take it and you flatten it out, like crush it, you know, mush kind of, you know what I mean? Really
sure.
get it thin. And then use it to make sushi rolls.
Absolutely. It's delicious. You can just use a rolling pin, and you can
uh-huh.
do that for any of our breads if you want to. But we've had fun with putting some hazelnut smear on it, and then even dipping that in coconut, putting a banana in the middle, rolling it all up and slicing it. Boy, that makes for – I have a four-year-old, and that's one of his favorite lunches, our little sushi rolls. But there's all sorts of really creative things that you can do with bread these days. You can make it into shish kebabs. You can have fruit slices. You can toast it. But you're right, grilled cheese, some of the classics, you just can't go wrong. Now, did make me hungry now.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, when I was a kid, my mother used to make blintzes, and she would take the white bread, she would cut off the ends, smash it down, and use that like as the dough kind of, and she would put the filling inside, and then, you know, do what she needed to do with the cheese filling inside, whatever, and make blintzes from this. I didn't
Yum.
Even know that they were that it was made from dough. I thought that this is how you make blintzes. But I remembered her doing that, and I thought to myself, "Ooh, I can make blintzes with this bread."
That's a great idea, and if you do it, you have to send me your recipe and take a picture of it so we can see
how
putting
will.
It on our website.
I will.
I love the creativity.
So you're saying, so right now it's like in all areas of the country then, right?
For the most part, yep. We're in 41 states. So you can find us in pretty much any major retailer in your area. Again, just hit up our website, daveskillerbread.com, and click on that store locator, and you can even just get directions to the closest store near you. And also, I'd encourage your listeners, your fans, to become fans of ours. We have what we affectionately call our bread heads, and there's almost 200,000 of them on our Facebook page now. So follow us on Facebook, and you can get all sorts of new product news. We can we sometimes post coupons. We have recipes. We have all sorts of fun, and we also share which markets we've come to next. So you can use that as a great source of information from us as well.
That's great. I also, by the way, have I don't know if you were listening to the commercial that I played prior.
The one of the brownies.
Yes.
Sounds delicious.
This is killer brownies. This you can't get better. But what happened is I started experimenting with the original brownie. So it's, you know, just plain brownie. And I said, I started seeing what I could create with it. And first I created like the face of a bunny and did kind of stuff, whatever. And then I thought, you know, these are really, really soft. So I said, I can make Easter eggs out of these.
I love it.
So I'm thinking to myself, you can carve your bread into things for the holidays, and you could decorate the slices of bread with fruit to have the faces and things like that.
That's a terrific idea. I love it.
Especially, you know, for kids, and kids will, you know, they'll see something cute and, you know, eat it.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You could even put, use some cookie cutters, for example, some shapes of cookie cutters, and use those to cut out as sandwich shapes. That's also a lot of fun to do for those packing lunches.
Oh, you also have buns too, right?
We do. We've just introduced our million-dollar buns just in time for grilling season. And we call them million-dollar because it's definitely it's going to live up to the hype of folks who really love grilling up their blue ribbon burgers. You know, people take a lot of pride in their barbecue recipes. And so finally there's something that can live up to that their secret burger recipe. And it's, boy, I tell you, those sure are good.
And let me ask you about, are the burger buns the size for a regular burger or for sliders?
They're the size of regular burgers. Yep.
Oh,
we also have some. Yes. Yeah, so they're burger buns, full-sized burger buns, and they're the same Dave's Killer Bread killer taste and texture. So lots of seeds and the yummy grains and texture that you get in every bite. And then we also have rock and rolls. Those are dinner rolls, and so those were real popular around the holiday season, but now we're definitely seeing folks use them in sliders, like you said, Merle. That's a great option.
Oh, okay. That's good. The great thing in having this is then you can have less stuff on with your burger. You don't have to pile so much stuff. You have to remember you have already all this flavor and texture in the bread itself, and you don't have to, you know, pile on so many things.
You said it.
Yeah. And you'll get that the nutrition. And especially for people, let's say, that they want a burger that's not meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, and it's kind of like you could do either a turkey burger, a veggie burger. I mean, if you did a veggie burger, now you have all the extra grains and stuff for the chump.
You're right. You're getting all sorts of great nutrition, omega-3s, protein. There's about 210 calories per bun. So it's not the lowest in calories, but all of the nutrients that you're getting with it are just phenomenal. And you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be just for hamburger. They make for great veggies or vegan burgers for sure.
I'm getting hungry. You know, and
well,
I guess we'll need to have
a snack.
And I have to tell you something funny. I was about to go, all right, I'm down to the ends. And I went, I hate the ends. And somebody was looking at your media kit here, and I went, oh, it says, do not throw out the ends.
It's the heel that you're going to fight over, I tell you. You know what's funny is I just had my in-laws down visiting, and I had one of the ends of, I think it was my loaf of 21 whole grains and seeds, and I put it in my compost bin. My mother-in-law reached in and grabbed it out of the compost bin because she loves them so much she couldn't handle seeing it go out to the compost pile. It's that good. Now, I wouldn't encourage that, but stranger things have happened.
Well, I have to tell you, I said to myself, all right, because I had from other ones, and I took, this is before I saw the little sign that said, you know, don't throw it away. I said, you know, this is perfect. Let me go feed the birds.
And I, here you go.
I tossed that in the front of my house where I know the birds go, and I said, I'm curious to see how long it's going to hang there. It really didn't hang there too long.
Well, it's not just Dave's Killer Bread isn't a favorite just for humans. You know,
yes,
we've heard about our four-legged Killer Bread head fans busting into loaves of bread too. It's definitely something that you want to make sure that you pick up your groceries off of the floor, especially if there's a bag of Dave's Killer Bread in there, because dogs have been known to go at it, my own dog included.
Oh, okay. Doggone it.
Hey, I got one for you, Merle.
Yeah.
What did one slice of bread say to the other slice of bread when he saw some butter and jam on the table?
What?
We're toast. I'm glad you like it. I've been practicing. I kind of blew the punchline, though. I'm no professional like you.
That's okay. I'm sure we all got it. Now we also have. Now we just have to go out and get it.
That's right. That's right. We hope you do, and I'll be sure to send you some of that white bread done right.
Yeah, I'll email you as to the ones I've missed that I would love to try.
You got it. I will
all
happily
right?
be your bread gal.
Okay. Well, it was great talking with you.
You too. Thank you so much. I really appreciated it. Enjoyed it very much.
Well, have a great day. Now we're going to have a completely different topic now. So.
Okay, sounds great, bro. Take good care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, we're going from bread to sports now. Well, not totally sports. We're going to Queens College's women basketball team. And we got Elizabeth Gully on the line. Hey, how you doing, Liz?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Some season, huh?
I know. I couldn't have been more happy with the way our season went.
Wow. It was, yeah. It's like it just didn't know what was ever going to happen. And the great thing, I was able to watch many of the games on the internet. That's what
was
cool.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of my family members do the same thing.
So let me first ask you, you're the captain of the team. Tell me, what does that exactly mean? What do you do as the captain?
Well, off the court, you know, I try to organize things and get everybody on the same page, whether it be with academics or what we're doing. And on the court, I just try to be as vocal as possible.
Okay. Does Bet tell you what the plays are and you make sure that they're doing it? Is that a type of thing? I'm not sure. Okay. So.
No, I have to make sure that we're all on the same page with plays and stuff like that, but the point guard is usually the one that calls out the play and makes sure we're doing it and stuff, so.
Oh, so there is someone, there's a point guard. Oh, that's what I was seeing. Was that, why do I think number 22? Was that?
Yeah.
Okay, I kept on seeing somebody that looked like they were pointing to tell you what to do. Okay, so what you're doing is really, as you said, making sure that everybody's on the same page. Are you, in other words, you said you were talking about, do you watch to see that they're doing, that their academics are okay, or doesn't, or is that that's Bet's job?
Well, no, I mean, I help my teammates out as well, too. Like, if they need help with anything, you know, they can come to me and I can guide them with whatever they need help with.
How did you get to be the captain?
Well, it was half team voting and then half coach picking, so it was a whole team process.
Okay, so I guess you're lucky you got to play part of the season, huh?
Yeah, not the beginning half, but I got to be in the exciting half with the championship and everything, so I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, because what did you do? Was it your knee, your leg, your foot, your?
Yeah, I had a fracture in my tibia in my knee.
Okay, and so you got to a point where the doctor would say, okay, now you can play.
Right, I had to get an MRI to see if the fracture was still there, if it was gone, or if it got smaller, or whatever. And then he eventually cleared me to play.
And by the way, I'm curious because I know you. I think I know you. I'm connected with women's tackle football, and so I notice certain things with that. And like somebody gets injured, and there's a doctor or somebody that runs out to the field. Is there somebody out there also that's like if there's an injury?
We have an athletic trainer. They usually come out if someone gets hurt, and like they'll kind of evaluate them on the court and get them off the court and figure out if they need some ice or some wrapping or whatever they need.
Oh, okay. I just kind of wondered about that. So, okay, so give me, you know, a recap of this. What was the highlight maybe of your experiences of this season?
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to say winning our championship game. I think that was the most exciting game I've ever played in my whole life.
And that you got to play in that one, right?
Right, yeah.
Was that the first game you played this season?
No,
after the injury?
My first game back was when we played LIU Post at home in January.
So. Oh, okay. All right, that's good.
Yeah, I had a couple of games under my belt before that one.
And how did you do?
I think I did pretty well.
Okay, I mean, what meaning? Did you like get buckets and or?
I think I had about 6 points that game for my first game back, and a couple of rebounds here and there. So,
yeah. Let me also ask you a question. I mean, you know, it's like, and again, I have to like, because with the football, I could sort of. There's, you know, make some little sort of comparison. You know, it's like in football, it's always it's particular people that score points, get to the, you know, the goal. And
right.
Those are the people that, like, you know. So in other words, you're going to always hear about, during this whole season, everybody probably knows the McKenzie twin,
Madison McKenzie, yeah.
Madison and McKenzie, the Roland twins.
Yeah.
The sisters.
Sisters, yeah.
Yeah. But there are people that may not necessarily get the points, but gets other things that helps others get the points. Is that a situation?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I'm someone that's like that. I'm a player like that.
Okay, so in other words, what is it that you would do? So you were the one, let's say, to make sure you could pass it to somebody who can
right,
get...
Even sometimes I'm the one that's going to set a screen to get maybe McKenzie open for a bucket or two. So.
Or do you also... Let's say, try to, like, get it away from the other team? Steal? That's the word.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I'm not that quick, but sometimes I get a couple steals.
Okay. So, it's now, what did you, so was this the first NCAA game you played?
When? On Friday?
This season, didn't they get in last year too?
Well, there's two kinds of like I guess tournaments you want to say, the ECC tournament and there's the NCAA tournament. Last year we were in the ECC tournament, but we didn't make the NCAA tournament. But this year we made both.
Oh, so in other words, is this the first year that the team got in the NCAA tournament?
I believe they've gotten in the NCAA tournament previously, but only one other time.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, but this is the first time that you've been at an NCAA tournament. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
So, tell me about that. What was that like for you?
That was very exciting. I I couldn't have even imagined how much it fell. You know, I see it on TV all the time with March Madness, but I have Division I athletes on there. But it was definitely very exciting to actually be a part of the whole experience.
Was there any particular part of it that that got you like more excited than others?
I don't think it really hit me until we actually started playing in the game, where I realized, wow, we're in an NCAA tournament game. So I think that's where most of my excitement came.
Now, you also played at the Madison Square Garden game. Not
yeah.
much, but you got to do it, right?
Yeah, I got in there for a minute.
So even for that minute, did you, like, in your head, did you say, wow, actually playing at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I definitely had to take a second to just soak it all in.
What? How did you feel? I mean, I'm not just going to say you felt badly, but what was the experience like when the team won for the whole team?
At Madison Square Garden?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody felt amazing. We got to play on the biggest arena for basketball, and it was just not a lot of people have that opportunity, so that we were able to actually play on that court and win, it's really something people can walk away with and feel amazing about.
Did you feel the vendetta of being able to get back at Immaculata?
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it was great. We had all our alumni from that game back, and they were cheering us on, and it felt really good to finally get them back, I guess you could say.
Did you get to meet the alumni?
Yeah.
So you met. I heard somebody couldn't say her Coach K. I never heard as Coach K. Did you get to meet the Lucille Cavallos?
Yeah, we did.
And how did you have this thought of, wow, look at here's the woman that pioneered the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. Like, to meet someone that was there and paved the way for us, and now we were there, and it was cool.
Are you planning to do anything with the basketball in terms of, like, you're going to play after what year are you in, by the way?
I'm a junior.
Oh, okay. So you're a junior now, so you have one more year. And is that it, or are you looking to continue on with basketball?
Well, I have one more year of eligibility after that because of a medical red shirt that I had to take my freshman year. But, I mean, that's definitely an option. I mean, it would be a great opportunity to go and play after college. So we'll see. But I also do want to go to school to become a physical therapist, so... It all depends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed the team does a lot of volunteer work too, right?
Yeah, we do.
Is that your idea? I heard. It sounded that through a little birdie that this is a type of thing you tend to do. I have done this in high school.
Volunteer work? Yeah. I like to volunteer. I don't know why. I just love to volunteer and help people.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So you think? So when is the training begin again?
Oh man. I believe probably in about 3 weeks we'll start up again with some conditioning and re-lifting and just stuff like that.
Oh, that's good, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, we got to keep
in
shape. Yeah. And let me ask you a question. Do you think that it makes a difference? I mean, sometimes you can watch a game and it's like these people that are really, really tall. Does it make as much a difference in terms of what people being tall, or as opposed to the ability to shoot the ball?
I mean, it definitely helps being tall, you know, but, you know, there's some people that are tall and can't put the ball in the basket, and then there's other people that are shorter and they can score 30 points a game. So it could, it's a mixture of both, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So so I guess you're going to take care of the team now, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to make sure they exercise?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah,
so it, and by the way, does that automatically mean that you'll be captain, like, next year? Or do they, you know, do a vote every season?
Oh, I mean, I hope I keep my captainship for next year, so we'll see.
I'll put in a good word for you. How's
that? Oh, thanks.
by the way, were there any seniors?
No, we should have everybody returning next year.
Oh, okay. That was one of the questions I was asked, because I now have to write the article. So that was a question that the editor asked me in terms of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, are any key players leaving? And I guess, I don't remember. Because I had thought I remembered that there weren't any seniors. That's why.
Right,
so
yeah,
looks
no, we
like,
didn't have any this year.
Okay, so it looks like we're having the same players in next season.
Yeah.
Well, heck, I'm looking forward to another
Thanks,
season.
Me too.
Yeah. The next thing I have to do, again, is go cover the New York Sharks tackle football team.
Oh.
I'm going, hey, you know, we should actually do something. You know what I want to set up? I'm going to set something up, and maybe we can get you guys to come to a game and have you guys introduced.
That
what do you think
awesome.
Of that?
That would be
okay.
So cool, I think. That's a great idea.
All right. I'm going to go set that up.
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Okay. I so appreciate your calling in and giving me the information. Now I can finish the article.
Oh, great. Thank you so much for letting me call in.
Okay. Well, have a great day. And now enjoy your taking a breather.
Yeah, thank you so much. You have a great day, too.
Okay. Bye, Liz.
Bye.
Okay, so that's really cool, huh? Queens College's women's basketball. I've been writing about that, I'll tell you. So I am now going to end the show early and check out some... I got to check out that killer bread. I mean, at least check out the ends, you know, and have it. And so, everybody, well, have a great day, evening, or whenever you're, like, listening to this until next time, which probably be soon. Here we go. Oh.